proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast. Today we begin a series on the seven deadly sins as listed in the Bible. Chief among these sins is pride. Indeed, in Proverbs chapter 6, God stated that pride was on the top of the things that were an abomination to him. Pride denotes an attitude that causes a person to believe that he has accomplished more than others. It often accompanies arrogance, which involves a person's belief in his own innate superiority to others. Manifesting pride will bring about dire consequences. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, Hannah, Samuel's mother, warned people, quote, "Talk no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed," unquote. God affirmed that assessment in Isaiah chapter 13, when he declared that, quote, "I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible," unquote. The fourth chapter of the book of Daniel demonstrated how God did that. While walking in his palace at Babylon, King Nebuchadnezzar said, quote, "Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty?" Unquote. Nebuchadnezzar here was seeking to take credit for accomplishments that he had never performed. God immediately punished that king for his pride. A voice from heaven proclaimed that, quote, "The kingdom is departed from thee," unquote. Furthermore, the voice continued, quote, "They shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field," unquote. Nebuchadnezzar needed to understand that, quote, "The Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will," unquote. That divine proclamation came to pass immediately. For 7 years, the king, quote, "did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers and his nails like bird's claws," unquote. At the end of that period of time, God restored Nebuchadnezzar to his senses and to his dominion. That monarch came to realize, quote, "Those that walk in pride, he, God, is able to abase," unquote. Furthermore, he came to understand that God, quote, "doeth according to his will in the army of heaven, and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou?" Unquote. Christians can counteract the effects of pride by seeking to emulate the character of their Savior, Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul, in the second chapter of Philippians, exhorted his readers, quote, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus," unquote. He noted that the Lord, quote, "made himself of no reputation," unquote. Jesus Christ chose to enter the world in humble circumstances, being born in a manger rather than in a palace. As a boy, he subjected himself to the authority of Joseph and Mary as he grew in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. The Lord, quote, "took upon himself him the form of a servant," unquote. Jesus Christ performed good works upon others, not upon himself. As he told his disciples in Matthew chapter 20, quote, "The Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister," unquote. The Lord, quote, "humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross," unquote. He yielded totally to doing the will of his Father. Even though in the Garden of Gethsemane he petitioned his Father, "let this cup pass from me," he followed that statement by saying, "not my will, but thy will be done." Christians should do likewise. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you with another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.